In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth Sunday in Great Lent presents us with a stark and dramatic shift in messaging. It indicates where we are headed, very explicitly, in terms of the passion and resurrection of Christ. Whereas we spent the first half of Lent focusing, in a sense, inward, at ourselves and our internal dispositions, at our hearts disfigured by sin. And if you recall, we talked about this early on in the weeks leading up to the start of Great Lent. Now the focus shifts from us and to Christ, where our attention belongs. And Jesus, in the Gospel reading from St. Mark, is explicit with his disciples about what is to come, and he foretells of his holy passion and resurrection. And the reading goes like this. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized." And he further reminds the 12 together later, "Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And in this we have the perfect preparation for what is to come, the message from our Lord that this will be no easy cup from which to partake. The reality of the world involves suffering, and all the more so when we endeavor to follow Jesus where he leads us. When we take our gaze off the things of this world which anesthetize us to the reality of suffering, which we see in the faces of our neighbors, each and every one of whom is precious in the sight of God, and we fix it instead on Christ himself and to his word, we come to the same realization as James and John and the other disciples. The Lord's baptism and cup, in which we literally partake as Christians, are both extremely difficult, but also life-giving, transformative, liberating, releasing us from this world which he has overcome, and preparing us for the kingdom which is to come. And the linchpin of this is found in Jesus' instruction at the very end of this gospel reading. If we desire to partake of that cup, of that baptism, to enter the kingdom of God, we must follow his example, to become the servant of all, to give our lives in service and love to others, to truly put off the old person and put on the new. And this would seem impossible, utterly insurmountable obstacle to just about every single one of us. And that, brothers and sisters, is exactly why the Church offers us the lives of the saints. And this particular Sunday is set aside specifically for St. Mary of Egypt. And while you all know her story very well, and if you don't, now's the time to read it, there is the seemingly unavoidable temptation to focus on the nature of her sins. And so many commentaries dwell on this at great length. And yet, St. Mary shows us the possibility of confronting the brokenness of our own selves. How far from the Lord we are. How far we have to go to get back to him. In her case, it took decades in the desert. And yet, in the example of the holy saints, we see this possibility revealed to us. And we thank God for this possibility because it makes redemption seem somehow more in reach, but only, and only, with God's help. We should note, too, during this period of enforced isolation and distance from the sacraments, St. Mary's life offers us lessons as well, like so many martyrs and those who have suffered for the faith. But more to follow on that in the next meditation for this week. For now, let us take courage and strength from the one who laid down his life for our sake, who, though ruler of all, came not to be served, but to serve, who washed the feet of his own disciples, who gave his life as a ransom for many, Christ our true God, to whom is due all glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father who is without beginning, and his all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Keep the faith. God bless you all.